This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
I am absolutely buzzing beyond belief to have one of the three winners from the Traitors Ireland, Miss Oyen, with us today.
You came, you saw,
you conquered, you literally schemed, survived, and took the crown in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, a massive congratulations. I'm curious, what was going through your head in those final moments when they announced you as the winner? Like, as in, it must have been so surreal after being there for so long.
It was extremely surreal. I was just thinking, honestly, like, how much I actually did really fight to get to the fire pit. Like, every single day, it was really intense in the castle. So being able to actually survive and be one of the last few standing players, it was insane. And then the fact that I was standing there with Kelly and Vanessa too, like, the odds were something I genuinely didn't even expect at all.
To see the three of you gals there was such an empowering moment for women in Ireland, because, like, having watched it myself and been a big fan, like, it really was kind of up to the end. It could have gone either way.
So it really could have.
To see you guys take the crown together for the women.
Yeah.
Absolutely iconic behaviour. What made you want to apply in the first place for the Traitors? I'm curious.
Ooh, you know what's actually crazy? I didn't actually know about the series before applying. So then when I did get, like, the call, like, about it, and then I did my research, I was like, wait, it's just Mafia, but in a big castle. And I love games. I love Mafia. I played Mafia a lot growing up. So I think more the excitement of it all was what really pushed me to join and play the game, because Ireland doesn't really have like reality TV shows and game shows of this kind of nature. So definitely just the entire premise of it was really exciting. So I was really excited to join, like, a survival death match, if you will. Yeah,
to see an Irish version is always really special. Yes, of something exactly like this. And, you know, you were in them in that castle for a good while. It was a few weeks. I mean, obviously we only saw a very small snippet of what was happening.
Yeah.
What was it like minute to minute, like, the vibes between all of you? And I know that there was obviously crew around and cameras. It must have been surreal.
Mm-hmm. I think that the vibes definitely depending on what happened during the day, what kind of, if we were able to catch a traitor, if we banished the faithful. But I'd say on a good day, it was like everything, we were all buzzing. Like, that castle was very, very lively. The crew were lovely too, even though we weren't actually allowed to talk to the crew. They, you know, they just really had the, like, they were really caring. They really took care of us, honestly. Between myself and the other cast, it was just a really nice vibe that we all had going. Obviously, we did suspect each other, but that didn't really stop anybody from, like, forming connections in the castle. So it was, honestly, it was a really nice environment. So, gameplay aside, it was a really nice environment.
I couldn't not mention your iconic outfits while you were in there. Can I just say, all of you had real, like, wardrobe staples, like Kelly and her wonderful cardigans. I need to buy some of them myself. But your wardrobe, how did you, like, pack enough clothes to go to something like that?
God, you know what's actually so crazy? I only found out I was going into the castle like 3 days. So I didn't, 3 days before filming started. So I didn't get time to, like, do any, like, last minute shopping or anything. But I really love my wardrobe. So I wasn't, like, mad at what I had to bring, honestly. I just, like, kind of pre-planned all my outfits. I genuinely had, like, my outfits planned for day to day of what I was going to wear. And that was actually a motivating factor for me to get it, to make it through another day. Cause I was like, I have another outfit I want to wear. I want to show up. So, my wardrobe, it did not let me down at all. No.
No, it was iconic. Like, thank absolutely you. Amazing. Like, as in, one of the things that I loved about Traitors when I was watching it was, I can't wait to see what these gals are going to come out with wearing today. All of you in your own individual style. It was great. What did a typical day look like when you were filming? I know you said there about being behind the scenes, you know, it was quite, gameplay aside, it was quite calm, but it must have been an extremely long day from when you woke up in the morning to when you eventually got back to your bed at nighttime.
Yeah. So I actually can't say what times that we were up, because it would generally vary what time you'd be coming into breakfast at the order. But it was extremely early, like early times that we'd have to be up. And personally, I really like to be up and getting ready. Like I like to get ready. So I woke up a lot earlier than a lot of people, other people. So I'll probably say I was probably up sometimes, some days at 6 a.m. And then by the time my head hits the pillow, it's probably, I would say 11:30. It's really, really long days, honestly. And I think that's that, like, the fact that we're so like in the game, and once you, it's like sleep, wake up, game, sleep, wake up, game. So you're really in it, honestly. And it really contributes to the kind of intense environment that it is. So yeah, we're really immersed in the game.
You could really see that emotion near the end of the series for sure. It's like, you know, so many days on the trot, it was definitely, mm-hmm. you know, impacting how people were saying things, how people were acting. It was interesting to see that, like, paranoia grow with some people. As, like, a viewer, it's fascinating to be like, you know, we know who the traitors are. And to watch people, like, literally get themselves in knots about people that literally aren't traitors, it is... Yes. Like, how, when you guys got it wrong, because even though you won out in the end, there were a few challenges along the way. How did you feel, you know, banishing someone who was a faithful? I mean, it must have felt really, really upsetting.
I actually don't think there are actual words that you can use to really describe how devastating it actually is when you get it wrong. Because, like, especially during the series, we had streaks where we were going days and just catching traitors day after day. But then the way your kind of like stomach plummets when you're wrong, after thinking that you had all this evidence, after thinking that you had, like, you were on the right track and then ending up being wrong, it's very, very devastating. I don't think the show even depicts how sad we are when we actually get it wrong. So we're literally like, when we get a traitor, we're up here. But then when you catch when you wrongly banish a faithful, you're literally just at the very bottom. It's horrible.
It is part of the game for sure. And it was sad. I find it so conflicting as a viewer, because I'd feel so sorry for the person that had been banished, and that I'd feel so sorry for all of you.
Yeah.
Because they did to some extent show how upsetting that was. But I mean, onwards and upwards, you went on and you won the whole thing in the end, for sure. I want to focus on the breakfast scenes actually for a minute. There were some nice looking pastries coming out in those breakfasts, and it was like as if no one was eating them. What was that about?
I was eating like every single morning. I know it doesn't show me eating at all, like a lot of the time, but generally every single morning I would go in there knowing what I wanted. I had like a cheese like steak, and then I would have some strawberries, and then I would have like pastries. Honestly, I did not leave that breakfast table hungry every single morning. I came to eat.
You needed that energy though, like them missions. What were the missions like? I mean, particularly, I need to point out the one where Christine was banished. Was that not just bonkers, the whole thing to record?
Insane. It was, and like that was a very immersive mission. And like you can see watching it, I'm genuinely like so shocked. Like my hands are to my mouth, and we're all just like, what? And then it's especially when they cover the coffin. That's when you're like, oh my God, that's the last time we're ever going to see Christine. Because normally when somebody gets murdered, you don't see them at all. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we watched the process of Christine slowly dying, I don't think that's for the faint of heart at all. It definitely put people in very, very grim spirits.
I think it did. I remember, like, so I'm living away from home now for work, and I watched the episode, and I FaceTimed my parents, and I was like, have you watched it? And they're like, we have to watch it back on the player. And I was like, just prepare yourselves for the grim of this episode. I mean, television gold, though. You know, people are saying that's all going to be unreeling in the years. For absolute sure, that is going to be unreeling in the years. Uh-huh. Obviously, now we're looking ahead to season two. You know, there's words of people applying and stuff like that. If there's someone listening this evening, what advice would you give them for applying in general, or even knowing if they should apply? Because I imagine, you know, it obviously is a very challenging environment.
Mm-hmm. I would say my advice for anybody listening now that wants to apply to season two, I would say before going on, get to know yourself, because this is the kind of environment that really forces you to look within yourself and look at yourself and see how you're being perceived with others. So definitely make sure that you know who you are, you know how you come across to other people, and just know how that will affect your game, because at the end of the day, this is a social game. we're watching people interact with each other and how people interact with each other's kind of like dictates how the game goes. So if I think you will do quite well if you know who you are. That is my advice. Yeah.
It's a powerful piece of advice in life, but also for, yes, applying to the traders for sure. And yeah. I am curious about your feelings about the UK celebrity version that's coming out soon. Are you looking forward to just enjoying it as a viewer this time around?
I am. I really am. I'm really looking forward to enjoying it with the knowledge that I have and the experience that I have actually playing the game. Especially, there's actually one YouTuber that I'm actually really looking forward to watching in the celebrity version, which is Nico Omlana. And I just love his videos. I love the kind of character that he is. So I'm looking forward to seeing if he brings that into the game and how it plays out. And I really do hope that he makes it to the end, because it would be fantastic TV. But yes, I'm definitely looking very forward to watching the UK celebration.
If we were to have an Irish celebrity version, which I hope we will someday, who would be your top three picks for it?
My top three picks? Oh my God. Paul Mescal. Definitely, yes. I'll put him in there. I'll definitely put Paul Mescal in there. I think Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, that would be a good shout. They would be good together too, I think. I think that they would be allies.
The last one would be a very tricky...
We need a girl in there in the mix. I'm trying to think of some icon. I reckon we should get C-Mat in there.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a really good... I second that.
Have to get C-Mat in there. Well, look, Oyin, what is next for you now that you're out of the castle? Ooh. I know that you finished filming a while back, but now that everything is finally on our screens, what is next for yourself?
Definitely, I do plan on maybe dipping my toe into hosting. That's something that I've considered and would definitely love to try out. I would definitely love to do another form of reality TV that is challenging. Maybe possibly Dancing with the Stars would be down my alleyway, since I love dancing. If you ever see me and my friends at a party, you know where to find us, and we'll be in the middle of the dance floor. That's where we'll be. I think I'm the kind of person that really likes to try everything. So whatever comes down my alley that's suitable to me, I'd say.
Well, Oyin, whatever you get up to next, you will have all of Ireland backing you. Where can we find you on socials and things like that if people want to give you a follow?
You can find me on both Instagram and TikTok at Oyin_Adeyemi with two I's _. So Oyin_Adeyemi_.
Perfect. Oyin, thank you so much for hopping on iRadio's group chat and chatting. I am starstruck, and I know that listeners will be as well. So I hope we do get to catch up to you again at some stage.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.